In a dystopian technological realm full of confusion and disarray, three heroes emerged with a message to the masses. The year was 2004. Googlebot struck first, scorching the SERPs. The webmasters fought back, but the battle was brutal and decisive. When the smoke cleared, the webmasters were divided and defeated. Until now, a resistance has started, and the bots have been answered. Tune in to join the resistance and learn to fight the good fight and claim your place in the SEO world. From the minds at Mind Development and Design, welcome to the Mind Your SEO podcast. Be prepared to unlock the secrets of Google rankings and dominate your competition with the knowledge provided by your SEO guides, David Brown, Mark Boyd, and Russ Randolph. Mind Your SEO.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's Mind Your SEO podcast. I'm Mark Boyd, here with Dave Brown and Russ Randolph. And as always, Google is stirring more stuff up every week. Matt Cutts did an announcement saying what we all already know is that Google's algorithm is always going to be in flux. I'm not even sure why that was news yesterday, but every time he puts out a video, it's all over the interwebs. And people are commenting on it, but we've got more important stuff to deal with today. We got a letter in from a listener. His name is Billy, and I'm going to read you the letter now. He's got some good questions in here, and we're going to address those questions today. And for all of you listening, if you have any SEO questions, this is why we're doing the podcast. So by all means, go to minddevelopmentanddesign.com and click on the Ask a Question button, and we will address your SEO questions. We'll do our best to address them in a future podcast, just like we're doing with this one. So Billy sent us an email, says, "Hi, I've just started listening to your podcast and wanted to say thanks. You do a great job of getting useful information to people in an entertaining way, and you do not come across as pushing your services on people, but advertise yourselves in such a way that I think most people would want to use you. Keep it up." Thank you very much, Billy. We appreciate that.
Yep.
"I have recently started trying to earn some extra income through niche marketing and affiliate marketing. I have a very small, almost non-existent budget, but I have good credit. So I am trying to get started using the free platform Squidoo. I have 13 lenses that are featured, but I am not getting any traffic to them. I'm very, very new to this, only a couple of weeks, and I do not have a whole lot of extra time to devote to it, at least not as much as I would like. It's like going back to college and learning an entire new field." Yes, indeed it is. "There's tons and tons to know, but I do find it interesting and have enjoyed the journey so far. I know some people say Squidoo is a waste of time, but others say if you work it correctly, you can use their muscle, so to speak, with Google and get your lenses ranked. I honestly do not know who is correct, but I'm giving it a good try. I'm currently working on getting several lenses out there to tie me in being an affiliate of Lucky Gunner, a 4-year-old internet company that sells wholesale ammo, and they are really go-getters. I think they hold the number one spot for internet sales and ammo. My question to you is this: can you or do you help people like me? You know, people with little money, no experience, no time, but with a big heart and good intentions. Have you ever helped someone get their Squidoo lenses to rank? I know you're busy and you have huge clients, and I know I can't expect something for nothing, but I also know if I do not ask for help, I will not get help. Let me know what you think. Thanks for your time, Billy." And yes, Billy, you are right. If you don't ask, you don't get the help you're looking for. And we're glad you sent us this question. I don't hear a lot about Squidoo.
The end of that, both of you guys know this because I'm saying it all the time. The only stupid question is the question you don't ask.
Yep.
And if you don't know, there are SEO snobs out there like, "You don't know? What are you, a noob?" Everybody was a noob at some point. Yep. And I remember how hard it was for me getting information in a field that didn't exist. When I started in SEO, there wasn't an acronym. That came on later. So it was extremely difficult to find information, and I was truly grateful to those that helped. And you know, that's part of the reason why we put this podcast together, is to help people like you, Billy. And so I do really appreciate the question. Yeah, there's plenty to talk about here, so let's get started.
What's up with the Squidoo lenses? Because I remember a few years ago, when Squidoo was new, I heard more about it. I know it's out there, but I don't hear it much anymore. Or I don't hear about it much anymore. How valid is it?
Well, when you came on to SEO, or into the SEO field, Boyd, Squidoo had kind of been glazed over. Here's the thing, the unfortunate part of the SEO industry. A lot of times when we find something that works and, you know, everybody starts blogging about it, oh my gosh, this works, I'm getting first place rankings and you've got to try this, and people start offering services to do those types of things, it gets bastardized. And then Matt says, wait a minute, you're gaming the algorithm, and then they write an algorithm update to squash that. So post Penguin, Squidoo really took a hit. So did Hub Pages, eZine articles, a lot of these different places. So what wasn't mentioned in the question but is pertinent to this discussion is what's called link wheels. If you imagine spokes on a bicycle, five spokes, and your site's sitting in the middle, each one of those spokes would be like a Squidoo lens, a Hub page, an eZine article, some other website that allows you to pass content on. And there would be two links in each of those. One link to the next spoke, and then one link back to the main site. That's called a link wheel. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So link wheels did work. They worked for quite a while, and them for a while. Granted, we always used our own fresh content. This is where spun content really got out of hand, and eZine articles really took a hit. Google doesn't want you making crap content just for the sake of being able to garner a link back to your site. I am no affiliate expert. Sugar Ray, Ray Hoffman, is probably one of the best affiliate marketers I know, as well as Jeremy Shoemaker, shoemoney.com. I believe Sugar Ray's got pushfire.com is her deal now. I don't think she's teaching affiliate anymore. I think she's just helping people doing SEO and whatnot. Anywho, all of that to say, as far as the affiliate marketing goes, there's a lot of shady stuff that can happen in that arena. So it's a lot harder to get link juice from affiliate links. There are a couple of tips and tricks that you can do with 301s to your affiliate IDs, where a script on the back end of your site would inject your affiliate ID when somebody links off of it, so it looks like a natural link, but then again, you're masking links against Google's terms of service. There is a proper way to do this, but this is above my head. This is one of our developers. Zim would be able to answer this, or Barger, or Brian Mark, or any of those guys would be able to answer this. Because I know it can be done. I've seen it done before. Have we ever helped anybody rank their Squidoo lenses? No. That's not ever been a... that's kind of like trying to help somebody rank their free WordPress site. It can be done, but ideally, you don't want sitename.wordpress.org as a valid company.
Well, and wasn't that like a big source of link wheels years ago? I mean, yep. Certainly not so much anymore, although I'm sure there are some people who do it. But just, you know, creating a bunch of bogus WordPress, free WordPress blogs just to link back to a central page.
Yeah, that's absolutely what was being done. That and Blogspot. And blogger.com, which I think yep. They're the same thing now, whatever. But
I think people listening, though, need to know, too, that there's a difference between going to WordPress and creating a WordPress blog, a free blog there, and actually having a website done in WordPress. I've heard a lot of people get that confused. They just hear WordPress, and they may be familiar with, you know, the free WordPress blogs not getting ranking like they used to, but not realize that WordPress is actually a platform for websites, and that, you know, if you have a website in WordPress, that is a good thing. but it's a totally different thing to have a standalone website done in WordPress and have a free blog done through WordPress.com. I just wanted to make that clear because I've heard a lot of confusion with that in just talking to various businesses.
Sure. That's a very good point. And the second one is the one I'm talking about, a hosted, meaning you get hosting and you have a website. You buy a domain, you get some hosting. Most hosting sites out there have one-click installs, so you don't have to know how to do your MySQL database and set all this crap up. That's how we used to have to do it back in the day, but now it's one-click installs, takes about 15 minutes, and you can have a brand-new website up and running. There's probably 300 million different types of WordPress themes that you can buy for about 20 to 50 bucks or 115 bucks, things of that nature. We do have the out of sites, but for this, it sounds like Billy's trying to earn a little bit of extra income. Probably not ready to, this can be treated like a hobby. And it just depends, Melanie's always telling me, you better make sure you want to do this before you go balls to the wall, Dave, because I'm the type of guy, I think I want to go bowling and I buy a bag and shoes and a ball and all this stuff and spend 500 bucks on crap I don't need. And then I've taken my bowling ball out 3 times in the last 3 years. So that was a good investment. although with guns, I am an avid shooter. I'm actually trying out for the sharpshooting team. And cheap ammo is something I'm always interested in, range rounds. So near and dear to my heart, I do like what you're selling there, Billy. Might have to give it a look-see. So what my suggestion would be is what Boyd just made the distinction between. I wouldn't go and get a free WordPress. It's going to end up a lot like a Squidoo lens. If you're not getting any traffic to it, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If the traffic's just not coming in, granted, 2 weeks isn't a long enough time to gather data. Who knows? 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you may be getting a couple hundred unique visits to your Squidoo lenses. Squidoo, just simply because they allowed all of the link wheeling to happen, they got knocked down a peg or two, just like eZine articles and a lot of the hub pages type websites. So a lot of the scammers and spammers just left. So it's cleaned up quite a bit because that happened, I want to say 2 years ago. I don't remember exactly when that happened. I think we stopped doing link wheels about 4 years ago, if I recall. So we've been doing nothing but the RDFA for the last 2 years. That's the sauce, guys. No hidden gems. Oh, we can't explain this to you. We can't. SEO company ever says, we can't tell you what we're doing. It's because they're doing something shady that they shouldn't be doing for your site. So, quick pro tip. Make sure you know what your SEOs are doing for your campaign.
It's interesting, too. With link wheels and with any of these different kinds of spam SEO methods, at the core of them, it's not necessarily what's at the core of them that makes them spam. It's how they're used or overused, because a lot of what is not allowed by Google now and a lot of what you get penalized for now is stuff that was fine years ago, but the way I've always described it is Google gets to a point where they're our first grade teacher, and the whole class gets penalized because you got a couple of kids in the corner who can't behave. So, the whole class loses recess. You have a few people, or you have enough people who are abusing a legitimate means of ranking, and all of a sudden that means becomes not legitimate anymore.
Right. This is true. That's a great analogy. So I have nothing against Squidoo or Hub Pages or eZine articles. But I would also say go and look at some of the pages that are out there. Some of them are extremely helpful. In fact, I'd say some of them are more helpful than some eHow.com articles. eHow, here's 16 steps on how to, tie your shoelaces. And they have to put each step on a single stinking page, so I have to do 16 click-throughs so they get 16 page views. Who's trying to pad their stats, huh? We can read between the lines. You can put all that on one page, and there is a little tiny link that says view everything on one page, but most people don't see it and click through to all 16 steps. So some Squidoo lenses are extremely helpful, and they give a lot of really good information. There's plenty to talk about. I mean, the gun debate's been going raging throughout the United States for the last 2 years. I know there was a while here. I still can't find 22 ammo. It's next to impossible to find it. And then DHS did such a huge order, you couldn't find 40 or 45 caliber. The three main guns I shoot are 22, 40, and 45. So that was awesome. Couldn't find ammo anywhere, and then it went through the roof price-wise when you could find it. So anywho, I think what your best bet would be, Billy, something like DreamHost or any other. DreamHost is extremely slow, but it's extremely affordable. $99 a year, and you have unlimited hosting, so you're not going to have to worry about running into traffic limits or bandwidth issues or anything of that nature. $99 for the year would get you through. They do .coms for $11.95, so you'd be looking at $112. You'd have your own domain, which you could then install a WordPress site on with one click. And from there, you can choose any of, I don't know, probably 2 million free themes. So you can just do a search by guns or ammo or something like that. I'm sure there's a gun or an ammo theme that exists. So it kind of makes the site look like what you want it to look like. And then, good pictures in all of your content. Make sure that you're writing quality content on a regular frequency. This is something that's not talked about often in the SEO field, but there's a built-in cron job in the back of WordPress. So when you're in the WYSIWYG, the what you see is what you get editor, where you're typing up your content, over to the publish button on the right-hand side, there's a publish, and there's a publish later where you can put in a time and a date. That's a cron job from the back end of the server that says, okay, we hit this time, it goes out. So if you set that up and for whatever reason, there's been some very expensive studies that have taken place, Tuesday at noon Pacific Standard Time and Thursday at noon Pacific Standard Time have a higher open read rate, just a higher read rate. So for whatever reason, and that frequency is important. We'd like to see everybody posting at least two articles every week, quality articles. If you have something very minor to talk about, it doesn't have to be a 600-word article. Don't stretch it just for the sake of Googlebot. Write for your readers. Help them. There's tons of things that you can talk about. You can talk about holsters. You can talk about Second Amendment. You can talk about that. Hang on a second. I said you can talk about Second Amendment. You start talking about politics, you might turn some people off, but then again,
yeah,
people
this is true.
Buying ammo are probably in support of the Second Amendment anyways, right? Their arms, for those of you not familiar. So what I would suggest you do, Billy, if you want to look at this as a hobby, $112 isn't a huge investment, and you really need to look at your ROI or your return on investment. What kind of affiliate payout are you getting? If you do have a WordPress website, can you start bringing in enough people and getting some conversions? As soon as you have your WordPress site set up, you're going to want to make sure that you have Google Analytics installed and then use that to hook into your Google Webmaster Tools. So there's a lot of really great information there. You can see if your traffic's coming in through the web, through mobile, through video, through images in your search query section, if you have any issues with Google or Google has any issues with you or the content that you're providing, that's where they contact the webmaster of the site. So you'll get a messages area. That's also where you find out if you have manual spam penalty. Lots and lots of good stuff in there. And, you can pick that up as you go. I am getting a ding here, though. So we'll discuss all the other tips and tricks and tweaks that you can do to the site right after these
Google,
messages.
Google, 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 Google. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial interest endorsements.
Hey, this is Mark Boyd from the Mind Your SEO podcast. You know, there's no worse feeling than someone telling you how bad your website looks, how hard it is to navigate, how busy and amateurish the design is, how, like Bono, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Well, very few businesses know that feeling because people are nice and they won't tell you. They just won't stay on your site and they won't come back. And if there's a problem, you'll only know because your traffic is low. Many of you are making do with a website that you know fits this description, but you don't think you can afford something better. Wrong. Outasites from Mind Development and Design will give your site the sharp, clean, professional web presence you need. And you don't have to be a technical genius to put your own fresh content and blog posts on there because it's WordPress and we'll show you how to use it. Seriously, we'll show you. Build your own contact forms with ease. Block spammers with a Kismet, probably the best filter there is. Get more love from Google with the Yoast SEO plugin and cutting-edge RDFA, something your competition probably doesn't know about but will by year's end. And before I forget, Outasites are responsive design. They'll look great on any device from PC to smartphones. Ditch those mobile sites, people. They're old news and Google doesn't like them. You want your website to look sharp like Joe Jackson, to navigate well like Lemmy, to get found like Rebecca Black, and to have responsive design so you get better response. Visit MindDevelopmentAndDesign.com or call 717-517-8383 and talk to one of our way cool, groovy out of sight people to find out how to make your business out of sight.
Mind your SEO.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
Glad you stuck around. We are too. Now back to the Mind Your SEO podcast from the minds at Mind Development and Design.
Thank you for listening to today's Mind Your SEO podcast. We're back and we're addressing a question from Billy. Specifically, he was asking us about Squidoo and asking us what somebody like him who has a very limited, almost non-existent budget, what you can do to get some ranking. And to just kind of briefly recap, Billy told us that he's been focusing on Squidoo and he has 13 lenses up there but not getting any traffic to them. He's only been doing this for a couple of weeks, and it's important for everybody listening to understand that 2 weeks is not enough time to determine, not even remotely enough time to determine if something like this is a success or not. It takes 3 to 6 months. It can take longer, but you don't want to expect too much too soon, because it's not like it was 10 years ago when the internet was a newer competitive marketplace. It's been around, it's established, there's a lot of competition on it, and a lot of people when they get their website up, they still think that they're going to magically rank at the top of whatever keywords they're going after, or that if they put all the words in the right place, they're going to automatically get ranking. And there's so much more that goes into it than that. Something that we focus on a lot at Mind is content. Whether we do the content for somebody or whether you do it yourself, you want to post content regularly up on your site. And by regularly, I mean at least 2 times a week. Ideally, you want 3 times a week. Have Tuesday, Thursday, and then have a recap of your week on Friday. And you want to do this for several reasons. One is you build up readership. Your website is your hub for you and your business. And you look at your website and your blog page in particular as a place where you can establish yourself as approachable experts in what you do. And that's what you want to do first and foremost. Don't think about keywords and you know, keyword percentage and all that crap when you're writing your articles. Write for the reader, the end reader, because in the end, if that visitor likes what they read and they find the information you put up there to be helpful, that's ultimately what will bring them back. But also, something that Dave is constantly reminding our clients is, you can actually train Googlebot. When we do this for our clients, when we post content, it's at 12 noon Pacific time, of course, 3 p.m. Eastern time. We're in Eastern time here in Lancaster. Russ and Dave are Pacific time. So 12 noon Pacific time on Tuesdays and Thursdays is the ideal days and times that you want to post new content. And especially if you're using WordPress, you can write your new posts ahead of time and set a date and time for them to go live. And you want to set those dates and times to be Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 noon. And then, of course, Fridays, we recommend doing your Friday recap or Friday roundup for the week. But when you do this, Googlebot actually learns that they can find this content on your site. And Dave, how do you put it into, what's the best way to describe it, that how Googlebot learns how to go to your website?
Well, at the end of the day, you got to remember Googlebot is a bot, so it looks at things like frequency. So a lot of times somebody will get a new blog and, oh my gosh, this is so great, I'm going to blog all the time, and you know, they'll do 15 or 20 blog posts their first month. And by month two, they've done 10. By month three, five. And then by month six, we're lucky if we get a single blog post. And I'm guilty of this as well. I think I blogged maybe two or three times in the last 3 years, and I've blogged three times so far this year. I'm trying to get a blog post out every month. Problem for me is time, and I'm not a writer. That's why I like doing the podcasts. So weekly podcasts are much easier for me. So whatever medium you like, some people are visual, so images are important. Some people want to watch a how-to video. Videos are important. Some people want to just read the straight text, so text is important as well. Google obviously uses text. Well, they use all of them, actually, but text is a big deal. If you get that text out on a regular basis, and I'm not saying this will happen within a short time frame, a couple of weeks or anything, but say 2 months, 3 months down the road, if Googlebot, every time they come, they can see the server stamp time date, there was new content added at 12. We can go in and look at the raw server log files and see Googlebot showing up at 12:01 expecting their new content. Where's that new content? Give it to me. I want to get this indexed as fast as possible. So the great thing about that is you don't ever have any indexing problems. You don't have to worry about a lot of other issues if you're posting regular content. It will eventually bring you an audience if you're writing good quality information. And again, in this area, I'll defer to you guys because you guys are the content kings at the office. But much like the link wheels were meant in Squidoo and Hub Pages and eZine articles and the free WordPress and the free Blogspot blogs, that's a tongue twister, were set up to drive links back to your site. What I suggest you do is go out and find some of the top blogs out there talking about these sorts of things and write some really good quality content and approach the authors or the webmasters of that site and say, hey, look, I wrote a really good article here. I'd like to put it on your site if you'd accept it. And if you like it, this is something I could do for you every month. So if you can become a contributing author to any of these other blogs, you're going to end up with links back to your WordPress website, which are, you know, Google looks at as votes to your site. So don't worry about things like keyword stuffing or keyword density. I actually just saw a question in Big SEO over on Reddit about that yesterday, and facepalm. Don't worry about things like keyword density. Worry about writing something that's helpful to your site's reader. Do it the white hat way. People are going to like that. If you're writing good quality content, other people are going to link back to it. And then what you do is you put in an authorship bio at the bottom. Billy is the owner of suchandsuch.com, where he blogs about guns and ammo and really cool tech in the firearm industry, right? So have a link back to your Google Plus page for Google authorship, and then have a link back to your site where he does it at such and such blog now, or suchandsuch.com. Now, the important thing on that too, don't put in cheap ammo as an anchor text link back to your site. Most site owners are going to be turned off by that. A lot of site owners are trepidatious about accepting new contributing authors because of all the stuff that just happened with my blog guest and
Indeed.
Guest post. So just do what's called a naked link, www.myblogormywebsite.com is fine, because you're still getting the link. If somebody found your article interesting, they're going to click through on that link and give you traffic and then spend time on your site, find the other helpful articles that you're putting out. So if you can do your best to get 5 or 6 or 10, I wouldn't go more than 10 per month if you can help it, articles out on different websites where you're being helpful, writing good quality content, and getting a link back to your site and an authorship bio.
Yeah, and I mean, especially here in the last year, Russ and I have worked a lot with that, with finding a placement for those for guest posts and all. Russ, you do more of that now than any of us, and you're damn good at it. Do you have any advice that you'd like to share as far as picking the right blogs and really scrutinizing? Do you have any tips you want to share with everybody?
Well, I think that the most important thing is that you remember, and this is something that Dave said many, many times, is you write for the reader, and you have to put yourself in the position of the reader, and is this content relevant to the location that you're finding it on? And it's just really important just to remember that you're not writing this for Googlebot, that you're placing this stuff for the reader, and you're trying to help them make it easy to find it. And it's easy to get into the habit, not necessarily the habit, but find yourself compromising. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to compromise your article placements. Going, okay, it kind of pertains to this site.
Yeah.
You know, I'll stick it here, and you know, it's relevant, right?
Yeah, because you get to the point where sometimes you have no trouble finding a blog to place a certain article, but then another article you might have a lot of trouble, and the longer it takes, the more you're willing to compromise. That's a really good point, man.
Yeah, it's easy to see them, and you want to avoid the spammy sites, and you usually don't have to get farther than the first paragraph or two on an article that's already placed in there to determine whether
it really is true. I mean, some
easy.
Of them get clever, but most of the time you can tell once you land on there.
Yeah,
within a few seconds, it's like, oh no, I don't want anything to do with this.
And honestly, it's not a great way to view the power of the individual blog or the relevancy of it, but just look and see how many likes it's getting, or if it's getting any comments, or there's any interaction. If you go there, and you know, some of these sites I'll go to, I'll look at them, and I'm like, this is great. You know, it looks clean. It's well put together. You know, there's somewhat decent content on the site. You know, it's relevant. And you look, and there's like zero interaction.
Well, I like that point about looking at the likes, because it's like you don't want to depend on that.
No.
But if it's one of the – it's a tiebreaker. You know,
just
it's like
– just like PageRank.
Oh, yeah.
PageRank doesn't hold really any weight, but I do use it. I do use it as an indicator of what type of weight that the site holds, and again, the interaction. I mean, if you're putting out great content and no one's actually visiting that blog and it's not getting any likes, it's not getting, what's the point?
That's so true.
To the flip side of that coin, if it's a good site, has decent page rank, which is an antiquated, outdated metric, you know, homepage has a PR4, it's clean, it's got relevant content, doesn't have any likes, that doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, too, you've got to look at the timestamp on the latest post.
Exactly. Did it just out?
That's why it doesn't have any likes yet. You can go a couple of posts deeper and see, oh, there's people that are liking this stuff or sharing it on Reddit or on Facebook or Twitter or Google Plus or whatever, what have you. But just make sure that it's relevant. You know, you'll come to a site where there, one article's talking about starter jackets, the next one's talking about Oakley sunglasses, the next one's talking about insurance rates, the next one's talking about John Deere tractors. It's
and,
all over
yeah.
the place.
Yeah, and you have to be careful, too, on a lot of the sites. They will kind of broad stroke everything where they'll cover, you know, home furnishings, they'll cover pets, they'll cover family, they'll have all these different topics.
And everything side about nothing.
Exactly. So you'll look at it initially and you'll go, okay, hey, you know, I've got an article that I'm trying to place for tractors, you know, because I'm working with a tractor company. Well, they have some info on tractors on here, but they also have stuff about barbecue grills and refrigerators and necktie. You know, you have to be careful because at first glance you can look at it and go, okay, this pertains, but if you dig farther in, you find out that wow, this is just a balloon site. It's covering everything, and that's not what you want.
No, because there are too many other places online where you can get all that same information. And granted, there's a bazillion news sites on there, but you know, a site that is not, that doesn't have a focus, it's just everything is really a nothing site. It's not gonna do you any good.
Yep, agreed. So, what's your take on that, Dave?
Sorry, UPS.
You're itching.
So,
they run the fastest ship in the shipping business.
They do. And then there's DHL, too. We're not biased, right? So, anywho... My take on it, I wasn't listening, sorry.
Perfect. But no, just really your take on what we were talking about as far as you know, scrutinizing the websites that you're looking at, not just finding a website to link from. It's kind of like I've got a business and I need a CEO. I need somebody to really run this business, but I'm not really trying to get somebody who's qualified. I just want a warm body to sit in the chair so I can call him a CEO and browbeat him. And that's just that's granted exaggerated, but that's basically what you're doing if you're not scrutinizing your where you're putting your articles. Is you're just sticking it out there anywhere. And that could reflect poorly on you at the end of the day.
It ties right into if you're running a site and the articles that you're allowing other people to place on your sites. I mean, you need to scrutinize those just as well.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, if you read the material, whether you wrote it or whether somebody else wrote it, read it, and even better yet, get a second set of eyes on there. Have somebody else read it, somebody you trust, somebody who will tell you if it sucks. Somebody who will tell you, you know what, this just is not reaching me. I don't think there's enough material here, because what the tendency is to have just a small little kernel of material and then fluff it out with so much stuff that the whole article is fluff. So at the end of the day, you want to be sure that this is something that you yourself would read and potentially bookmark for information.
So basically, like Billy Madison, where the judge stands up and says, we are all now dumber for having listened to this. feel that you're now dumber for having read something. You have added nothing to the internet.
That is a great analogy.
Yeah. You, sir, get a zero in life. Yeah, don't post it on your blog. If there's stuff like that on their blogs, don't approach them to post on their site. So really, at the end of the day, the best thing that you could do, Billy, either stick with the Squidoo lenses and give it 3 to 6 months and see what happens. I'm in the boat that you should, if this is something that you want to do, you can even find hosting for like $10 a month. So you could literally get started for about 12 or 22 bucks. Have your own domain name, your own blog post. It's going to cost you 10 bucks a month for hosting, or just get the $100 a year type of thing, which is much easier in my opinion. You know, $112, you're set up for an entire year. Give it a shot. Create quality content on your site, and I do believe the FCC made a ruling. If you're doing or advertising affiliate links, you do have to say that you are compensated if you click on these links. So you can always put the naked link up directly to the company that you're selling through and say, but of course, if you like the articles that I'm putting together, et cetera, you can always go and click through my affiliate link here, and I get a little remuneration from that. So you'd be surprised if people go through and do that. So, yeah, this guy's doing hard work. I'll click on this. Same price either way. So that's how affiliate marketing works. So,
and Billy, if you're listening to this, I think you'd be surprised how much more helpful Dave will be if you send him a few bricks of ammo, specifically 22 and 40.
Yeah, yeah. He'll pay for it in Doge.
40. Yeah.
He might even get a phone call.
For Doge, that's not a bad idea. Anywho, so that's my suggested route for you, Billy, and I think you'd do really well to do that. Start your own site, give it a shot, man. It's not as hard as you think it is, and you know, you'll learn as you go, like all of us do. So that's keep coming back, asking questions. You have questions, okay, now I got my site up and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. I'm still not seeing the traffic. What else can I do? We can start to get into some more technical ends of that, but I didn't want to overwhelm you with a whole bunch of tech stuff being in this for 2 weeks. So small buckets, here's your first bucket. Go start, get a domain, start a site, and use that. You're going to rank better than on a Squidoo lens any day of the week. So that's my professional opinion. So, I think we pretty much answered that one all the way around.
I believe we did.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, I really was hoping that we had an April Fool's podcast, but we'll have to ramp up for that for next year. So,
yeah,
good stuff. Anywho, for those of you, and I did post just recently about Doge being something social. I do want you guys to take a look at that. It's on our blog. It's titled Social Doge. That is something I do believe will change the social landscape here very soon. Google or Facebook tip bot for Doge is less than 2 weeks old. There's already a couple of thousand users. It's just going to get bigger. If you've ever seen anybody say, I wish I could like this twice, now there is a way to do that. I really think this will change the deal. There's also a huge arbitrage deal, so I'm on the fence about even talking about this. I don't want it to become bastardized like a lot of things in this industry does when you find something. Holy crap, that's a great price. Let's do this. But on the same token, I want people to come in and check out Doge because it's really cool. So, and if you guys ever have any questions about that, hit me up, Neoblog on Twitter or anything like that. I'd be more than happy to help. So, for the team at Mind and the Mind Your SEO podcast, this is David.
This is Mark.
And this is Russ.
See you guys next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, remember, turn on, tune in, and rank.